The views and comments expressed on The Space Show by its guests, callers, and listeners belong to them. The Space Show and its hosts serve only as a platform and are not responsible for others' comments or views. All topics discussed on The Space Show are primarily for educational purposes.
Live from the Space Talk Radio Studios, it's The Space Show with Dr. David Livingston. Broadcasting live to four continents, consistently bringing you quality news and interviews with the best and brightest minds in the new space economy, here's the founder and host of The Space Show, the man who best articulates the vision of space commercial enterprise, Dr. David Livingston.
You're live.
And welcome to The Space Show. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining in. I hope you're having a beautiful day or evening wherever you may be located on planet Earth. As nice as I'm having here in the San Francisco Bay Area, except without the enormous heat. We all know it's from global warming, but I've kept my car in the garage, so where I am, it's about 1 degree cooler. On to our show today, and first, a couple of good announcements. We changed our schedule a little bit, and the Robert Zimmerman Show, which was planned for Thursday evening, is tomorrow morning, Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. Robert had a conflict. He will be with us for the full time tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, 9:30 a.m. Now, for those of you who would like to call our program today, remember we have the toll-free number, 1-866-687-7223. This toll-free number will be available after the first break. Remember, there are no call screeners. Let it ring until it's answered. You're immediately on the air, but please be patient until we have a chance to bring you up to participate in the conversation. If you would prefer to communicate with us with email, we have our three email accounts, dmlivings@yahoo.com, drspace@thespaceshow.com, and thespaceshow@gmail.com. And for those of you working with chat on Instant Messenger, ICQ, or CompuServe, the screen name is the same, all one word, Space Show Chat. Remember, the Space Show is a registered trademark and service mark for me. I have the copyright. You're free to burn these shows to CD, share them, pass them around, do what you can to get the word out. Just don't do anything commercial, and don't audit, edit, or change the text of any of the interviews. We continue to thank Andrew at gigadial.net for his terrific free podcasting service. I recommend them completely. Our RSS URL, if you want to subscribe, is on our website, both our newsletters. Just send an email to drspace@thespaceshow.com if you have any problems or questions. We have a contestant for our August Deep Space contest. I think Leonard David of space.com is going to be sending the message. I will put it up on the website as soon as I have it from Leonard. And then also check out our website, thespaceshow.com. Our comprehensive newsletter is there every Monday. It's modified during the week if necessary. The email short version is mailed out. If you would like to subscribe to the short version, it just shows what's going on for the current week. Send a note to the Dr. Space email address, and we'll be happy to add you to the list. Everything we do, all 525 shows, are archived in the MP3 format, and you can listen to them at your convenience whenever you want, free of charge. Visit the Space Show store and also the Support the Space Show button. Remember, the Support the Space Show button goes to a nonprofit. We are a nonprofit. Your contribution to the Space Show, which we greatly appreciate and which is needed, is totally tax deductible. If you have any questions or want more information about supporting the Space Show, send an email to drspace@thespaceshow.com. And then a couple of hold the dates. And the next one I'm bringing to your attention is the Mars Society, August 3rd through 6th in Washington, D.C. The one we're going to spend time talking about tonight with our two guests, SmallSat, August 14th through 17th in Logan, Utah, AIAA, September 19th through the 21st in San Jose. And then the California Space Authority has the Transforming Space Conference, November 29th through December 1st in Los Angeles. And in New Mexico, the International Symposium on Personal Spaceflight in Las Cruces, with New Mexico State University. This is October 17th and 18th, right before XPRIZE Cup, which is October 20th through the 21st, also in Las Cruces, New Mexico. And then the Great National Space Society, ISDC, 2007, that's in Dallas next year, May 24th through the 28th. And that brings us to our two guests tonight who are going to talk to us about SmallSat and much more. Dr. Pat Patterson is with us. He has a distinctive and broad history in space systems engineering as well as mission operations planning and execution. He is currently the manager of the Space Dynamics Lab Technology Development Branch. He has over a decade of experience in sounding rockets, balloons, spacecraft systems engineering, and 10 years experience in program management. He was program manager on the Nimbus, FPMU, Combat Sentinel, and Solar Thermal Propulsion programs, and he planned and executed several space experiments for the Air Force Research Lab. His spacecraft operations experience includes efforts at Onizuka Air Force Station, and on and on and on. His engineering experiences include Exceed 3, Star Tracker, Brilliant Eyes, Proof of Principle, Flying Infrared Signatures Technology, Aircraft Instrumentation, and Support Technology for Autonomous Operational Survivability, TAOS, TAOS, Interferometric Fiber Optic Gyroscopic and Atomic Oxygen. He's also the PI, hopefully with better pronunciation skills than I have tonight, and he conducted the Aztec and Microsat studies, and he is currently leading the Angel studies for the Air Force Research Lab. He is also chairman of the annual AIAA-USU Conference on Small Sats, and he is joined by Charles Swenson, who is a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Utah State University. He teaches grad-level courses in the areas of space engineering and space science, and he also teaches undergraduate courses in analog circuits. His research activities are split between space science, instrumentation for measuring the space environment, space systems engineering, and small sats. He has been the PI for instrumentation on multiple NASA sounding rocket missions and is the PI scientist for the Floating Potential Measurement Unit for the ISS. He is the principal investigator and academic advisor for the Utah State University Student Small Satellite Program. His active research programs include data analysis of NASA Time spacecraft, a sounding rocket mission to understand the connection between storms in the ionosphere and large terrestrial storms, the USAT-SAT program, and the development of new instrumentation for understanding space weather. Dr. Swenson's research activities are often in association with Utah State's Space Dynamics Lab, and he attended Utah State, where he graduated with a double major in EE and physics. He earned a master's of science degree in electrical engineering. He did his PhD at Cornell, and he came back to teach at Utah State. He has received awards for teaching, research excellence, directs over $1 million a year in basic R&D, and he has over 50 scientific publications to his name. Gentlemen, welcome to the Space Show. How are you today?
Good. How are you today? You make us sound fairly important there.
I think you are.
Now, I thought you did a pretty good job of trying to get through all those acronyms.
So we need to be able to identify voices, and we'll probably get about that done before our first break. But Pat, tell everybody what you sound like.
Well, this is Pat Patterson, and I'm sitting, we've kind of got a nice thing here. I'm sitting across the desk from Dr. Swenson, and so he's sitting right here with me.
Charles, let's hear how you sound so listeners will know who is who.
This is Charles Swenson, and thank you for the nice words, the nice introduction. I'm scared to be here, given that introduction.
Well, it's
to know something.
Well, you know, it's all that you have accomplished. So we thank you for doing the kind of work and the kind of breakthrough things that you and other professors across America and around the world do to help open up space for all of us. And that sort of brings us to the SmallSat conference, which clearly does help to open space up for the commercial sector. We have maybe a minute before we're going to take our break. Who wants to give us the quick 101 on what SmallSat is? Listeners have heard me talk about it now for several months.
Right. This is Pat. Let me I'll just quickie. This is our 20th annual conference on small satellites. It started back in 1986 when three gentlemen who are known throughout the space industry, Frank Red, Rex McGill, and Gil Moore, decided they wanted to get together and figure out how they could get some folks together to talk about small spacecraft. At that time, I really believe it was in their hearts to figure out how to get students hands-on experience for flying systems in space. And since that first time in 1986, they had the, Frank Red used to tell me, he had the audacity to call it the first annual conference on small satellites, and assuming there would be a second, and yes, there was. And so here we are today at our 20th annual conference, and we're looking back and looking ahead at the same time. Our theme this year is where we've been, where we're going, and we're very much looking forward to it. So
That was perfect timing, Pat, because the music is playing in my ear, which means we do have our first break coming up. Everybody stay right where you are. We will be back in 2 minutes with our guest today, Dr. Pat Patterson and Dr. Charles Swenson, discussing the upcoming and very important SmallSat conference. Back in 2 minutes.
The Space Show thanks its listeners and sponsors for their support. Having a spacefaring society and culture is not only important, it's crucial for humanity. It is also a large undertaking for everyone involved in this mission, and the Space Show is no exception. So join with us by visiting www.thespaceshow.com and clicking on the Support the Space Show button. Please make a contribution which will help us in continuing to bring you our programming and services, all free of charge. The Space Show also has available opportunities for advertising and sponsorship on air, the archived programs, the newsletter, and the website. For information, contact Dr. Livingston at drspace@thespaceshow.com or 415-435-6018. Again, The Space Show thanks you for listening and for your support.
The mission of the Space Show is to promote future economic opportunities, scientific discoveries, and medical advances for all humankind through peaceful and cooperative ventures in outer space. The Space Show intends to be the forum by which space exploration becomes an integral part of our culture, our economy, our country, our world, and our global vision, in which all nations unite in creating a thriving future through the enormous potentials afforded by off-Earth opportunities. The Space Show is committed to advancing integrity and responsibility, both in our off-Earth conduct and in the potential long-range consequences of our actions in space. The Space Show wants to make the dreams of space today the realities of tomorrow.
Welcome back to The Space Show. This is your host, David Livingston. Our guest with us today, Dr. Pat Patterson and Dr. Charles Swenson. And gentlemen, you were giving us the quick introduction to SmallSat, but to add to that, many people who listen to this show have a view that the commercial space sector is either the large aerospace industry or the extreme entrepreneurial space industry, such as the Mojave crowd or a few businesses like that. Your conference has, as I understand it, 600-700, maybe 800 people attending, other companies, all on the commercial sector side for the most part, that are not either the large aerospace or small entrepreneurial. Is that correct? There's a whole world out there that we have not discovered.
Well, let's see. If I can remember correctly, I believe we get, this year we're expecting probably 800 people that officially will sign up for the conference. We'll have another 200 or so that will attend different side meetings and things. And I know there's a fairly significant portion of that number which will be commercial folks. We obviously have a lot of military, a lot of NASA representatives and things like that. But, I would guess probably 60% or so of the folks there will be commercial.
Amazing. When I was at the Space Frontier Foundation conference last week in Las Vegas, I sat at the table with Alan Boyle of MSNBC and Leonard David of Space.com. And Leonard comes to SmallSat every year. And we were talking about SmallSat and some people around the big round table who are very active with the Space Frontier Foundation. They were saying, SmallSat what? there the world isn't, you know, doesn't go past the boundaries of the advocacy sort of entrepreneurial commercial space community. And Leonard and I told them what it was, and they had no clue that this existed. So hopefully we can spread the word, and it doesn't sound like you have an attendance issue, but
if this is a good time, I mean, one of the issues we have, quite honestly, is we have the facilities we have and the number of people we have attend is causing quite a crunch right now. You know, we have the conference. We hold it on Utah State University every year. And like I said,